Well, Gene, here I am on the other side now. You know, this month here is a short month, 29 days, and I've got to get my license plates from my car, and I got to get it inspected, and try to get it in shape to where we can go fishing whenever you get home. I'm gonna try to get that old Pontiac ready to use it for a fishing car and a working car until I can trade it off for me a pickup. There's no guy got a 61 Ford he's wanting to trade for it when I get that gear shift linkage adjusted. It's been so cold and I need somebody up in there to shift it for me while I adjust it. But that thing just runs good. That old motor just starts right up. I bought a battery and a generator and put on there. And shoot, I'll tell you, I don't know if I can trade for that 61 Ford. Well, I can turn around and trade it pretty good for a pickup. But you take a Pontiac now and a Buick, one of these here big cars, that model, well, you can get them anywhere from $85 to $90 off of these here car lots. And a good pickup costs you about $650 on up. So if I can get that Ford and get it fixed up pretty good, well, I think I might can make an even swap somewhere or another to get for a pickup. I need a pickup around here to haul some dirt and everything, you know, to kind of fill in the yard. And I want to get that done before spring, because these spring rains, you know, I'll need some dirt on this yard. It's kind of got a few chug holes in the front yard here, and the backyard needs a little dirt before the grass starts coming out. And if we had a pickup, we could just load up and go fishing anytime. And your mama said something about we'd all get together and go to Mexico. Well, I imagine that you and Linda would want to be by yourselves when you went down through there. I don't know. We'll all get together and we'll work out something on it. Your mama, you know, she hadn't been to Mexico, and she can't understand Spanish, and I can't either. And no telling what we'd get into if we got down there in Mexico. We might not ever get out. So, we'll, when you get back home, we'll figure out something, what we'll do. And we're going to try to have us a... I'm going to get me a barbecue pit and a picnic table to put out here in the backyard, and we're going to have us some barbecued steaks or something out here. Maybe a few Cokes or something, you know. And I want you to make sure for one thing that whenever y'all come up here, that you know, you'll have a few days where, you know, we can go fishing. Because I'll tell you what, I haven't been on a good fishing trip since I've been home. I've been working all the time, and I've got a pretty good job. I like it. It's a good place to work. It don't pay no big wages or nothing, but they say that they never have no layoffs out there like Bell Helicopter and all these other places do, you know. Well, that means a whole lot where a man can just, you know, have a good steady job. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to sign off for right now, and I'll be talking to you later. So I'm going to let your mama say a few words now. Well, bye. Gene, your mama talked to Wendola today, and she'd called Opal, talked to her, and Dow Eugene's house burnt down. It burnt up everything they had down there, and you know, their clothes and stuff like that. And he's a daddy again. He's got another little girl. So when you come home, when you go down there, well, you ain't no telling how many kids he'll have then. It seemed like it. He got busy whenever he got kind of in the draft age, you know. And we went down there here a while back when we were taking your grandpa and grandma down there, and we stayed all night with Duck and Opal. And they fixed that old house. They got up pretty good on the inside in the kitchen and the living room. Looked pretty good. And I kind of enjoyed staying down there. We just stayed down there overnight, you know, and come on back. He's got a few cows out there, and he's working down there at some garage. I guess he's making pretty good. And I don't know, but I imagine Opal will be getting her settlement out of the insurance company before long. You know, she has been off from work a good while, and they're doing all right down there. Luke, he moved back down to Bogota, and he's got him an old truck and trailer. He hauls cross ties from Bogota to Paris, and he moved your grandpa and grandma down there whenever they moved, and they live out there south town on the highway, and in a little house. It's a two bedroom. It's don't look too bad from the outside. And I imagine she's fixed it up pretty good on the inside. I sure hate to see them move back down there, but they went ahead and moved anyway. And I don't know. Luke said he had some fishing holes spotted down there when we come down there, when you come home, and he wanted us to come down there and go fishing with him. So we might go down there, or we might go up here to Lake Worth or Eagle Mountain, anywhere. I'd just like to go somewhere and catch a few good fish, wouldn't you? I don't know about you, but as far as eating them fish, you've been over there where them people smells like garlic and fish, you know, and you probably right now wouldn't eat any fish if you had them. Well, that's the way I was when I come back from Korea. I wouldn't eat no fish if I had them, but right now, I'm getting kind of fish hungry, and you probably will, too, by the time you get home and come up here to where we can go fishing. We can have a lot of fun anyway, can't we?
Gene, this is a short tape, and Bill has done already talked a whole lot on it. It's just about all gone, but I'll say a few words here, something about Grandpa and Grandma moving back down yonder. We hated to see them go, really did. I miss them an awful lot. And we wish that they had not went back down there, but that's how it happened, and nothing we can do about it. Well, we just hope that they'll make it all right, and I guess they surely will. Opal, Bella's talking to you about her. She got hurt on the job at work.